Well, young Americans seem to prefer Joe Biden in polling that we see here. The good news is young people don't vote very much. They always talk about it. They're always enthusiastic. And then somehow, you know, they've got something else to do. And I'll be honest with you, with all the colleges and universities closed across the country, the effort to get out the vote among college kids greatly hampered in 2020. Audrea Taylor Decker is the founder and president of I Am Tomorrow, a youth-led activist organization geared toward getting America's youth reinvested in their country. Audrea, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So, yes, young people say they're fired up, but let me ask you about what I just pointed out. Scores of universities and colleges across this country, which on election day would normally be easy pickings for those on the left to go herd people into the polling station, it's not going to happen. The kids are at home, they're off campus, they're wherever. I think it changes the dynamic in a lot of these college towns. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think it definitely does. To your point, we see that the enthusiasm of students who say they're going to vote is really high. According to a poll in Battleground State, 77% of the next generation say that they plan to vote. But to your point, it's one thing to say that you're going to vote, and another thing to actually make sure that you're registered, or if you're not going to be home, which for a lot of college students is the case, you know, requested their absentee ballot. But as you said, a lot of the state schools across the country are closed or have moved virtually online.
That's right.
We don't know that the enthusiasm among young people is actually going to translate to them heading to the polls. We know that in 2016, 46% of 18 to 29-year-olds actually voted. And so that's very different than the 77%, according to polling, that are saying they're going to.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, young people often say, oh, I'm going to vote. And then they go, it was election day.
I missed it. I have to register to vote.
Really? In most places, you can do same-day registration now, of course. And you can vote by mail, and a lot of other things can happen. So maybe more do vote. We'll see. But traditionally speaking, historically speaking, do they or do they not? And here's the other thing. If they're not in college and not at the university like a lot of them are not, where does their ballot go? Does it get mailed to the right address? Does it go to the wrong place? A lot of confusion in mail-in balloting, of course, and having people displaced from where they would normally be at their four-year university or college or whatever it might be. Again, more problems and confusion in getting ballots into their hands. I'm going to guess we're going to be much closer to 46% than we are into the 70s. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I will say that we're noticing as we work on, we're on about 200 campuses this year that are open, and we're finding that overwhelmingly there is more interest in this election. And I think we can credit that to the use of social media and technology and the fact that it's easier than ever before for students to be engaged and to engage civically. I mean, you've got all the social platforms that are pushing voter registration and the importance of being involved and engaged. But as this poll points out, just because students say that they're going to vote, I don't know that the enthusiasm is actually there to put the effort in and to make it to the polls or to mail in their ballot.
And that's always that's always where it lacks, you know, and the work that's being done on socialist media, social media, my faux pas, I'm not sure that that's going to pay off. Maybe it does. Maybe it does not. But it does frighten me that, you know, you have these efforts afoot that would lower the voting age even to 16 by the Democrats, or change the way that voting is done, or eliminate the Electoral College. It's because Democrats continue to lose races that they think they should win. They continue to try to figure out how to change the rules, and part of that is ballot harvesting of students, of herding people onto school buses or whatever to get them over to the ballot box. A lot of things going on out there. So do you think that...
That's right.
Do you think that they're going to have an impact on the outcome of the election, or is it going to be more of the same?
I think that they will. I would say that it won't just be Generation Z. We know that millennials with Generation Z account for more than one-third of eligible voters this year in the election. So I think they will have an impact. We know that even the last election cycle, more millennials voted than the baby boomer generation.
Right.
And so they're just getting older, and I think they're going to have an impact. And I think that that will also impact Generation Z's voter turnout as well. I think we'll see both of them have a very substantial voter turnout. It won't be 77%, but I think that we could see 2008 levels, which was about 51%.
Hmm. All right, 51% in 2008. But remember, you had a transformational candidate in 2008 in Barack Obama. And no matter how they try to adjust Joe Biden up, he's a 77-year-old teetering old white guy. He's not a transformational generational candidate who's going to be seen that way at all. If Barack Obama were on the ballot in 2020 as a first-time candidate, you would see that 51% or higher turnout. So I find it unlikely, but I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think the only thing that the poll didn't account for was if someone was going to vote against a candidate. And while the enthusiasm for Biden remains low, I think the hatred among many people for Trump is high, although I don't think it's well-founded. I do wonder if that will motivate this young generation to go to the polls. So, but we know that those who vote for Trump are very enthusiastic, and we're seeing even at his rallies across the country that, boy, those people are going to turn out to vote.
Yeah, the last time Joe Biden was in Michigan, swing state where I live, even though they didn't highly publicize where he was going to be, exactly 8 Joe Biden supporters turned out. 8. The last time Donald Trump was anywhere, there were thousands of people lining the streets just to see him drive by in the motorcade. It happens every time.
The response is overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. Audrea Taylor-Decker, greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Founder and president of I Am Tomorrow. Will the youth turn out to vote? We'll find out, but not until after Election Day. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the No Panic Zone. We're going to round out hour number 2 in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.